Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Do you have a plan to cover the financial implications of losing some of your independence? You know, believe it or not, if you're 65 years old, you have a 70% likelihood that you're going to need long-term care, which really means you're going to need a period of at least 90 days or more where you need assistance to be able to live independently. And that means as a married couple, if you're married, you have almost a 50-50 likelihood that both spouses will need long-term care. And so this is a risk that has got to be planned for in the financial implication of the impact of that type of an event. And there are different ways to plan for that. The biggest thing that I would say is you've got to have a plan for this, because what you want, ideally, is that you have resources in place for your caregiver, your loved one, that your loved one does not have to actually provide the care, but can actually merely supervise the care. And there are different ways to do that. You may already have a traditional insurance policy where you pay an annual or monthly cost for life. Some people can afford to self-fund this cost. And as long as you have the resources and understand the costs, that is a legitimate planning strategy. In understanding the costs, you know, it's about $80,000 to $85,000 a year for a nursing home in East Tennessee. Assisted living could be anywhere from an average of $45,000 to as much as $60,000 a year. And there are also asset-based programs. And what that means is those are insurance programs where you own the insurance rather than renting the insurance. It's kind of like the difference in renting and owning a house. You know, if I rent a house for 10 years and then I move, what do I have? I have nothing. Versus owning a house. Well, traditional long-term care insurance is like renting the insurance. When you own it, it means you have an asset that you know you're going to get back at some point, either you or more than likely your spouse or your kids are going to get that asset back, even if you don't use it for long-term care. You have to be able to set aside money that you're not going to use for income, but it's still an asset on your balance sheet. So I think in a comprehensive plan for retirement, financial planning, healthcare costs, and including long-term care in that, is the fifth prong of all of that. And so you just need a plan for, can you afford to set aside some money to fund that risk? And then how are you going to fund it? If you can't afford to set that aside, are you going to do it by self-funding it and have a plan to pay for it out of your own income and assets? Or are you going to look at some of the other options? Of particular interest is these asset-based policies where you own it and you know you're going to get something back. But just be sure to include not only healthcare in your financial planning, but also the risk of long-term care, because if you do that effectively, you have such a greater likelihood of protecting the people you love the most, your spouse, your daughter, your son.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.